I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with eight kids between us, from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 101 of the Mom Hour. I am Megan Francis, here as always with Sarah Powers. And Sarah, we have to now say 100 and something every time we announce
triple digits.
An episode. It is crazy. Also, this episode is our very special gift to you for Mother's Day. If you're listening to this up, you know, the week that it comes out, Mother's Day is fast approaching. If it's, you know, Mother's Day is behind you while you're listening to this, just think of it as our belated gift to you.
Our perennial Mother's Day gift to you.
Exactly, because every day should be Mother's Day, am I right? So we have a really special episode today, and this was all Sarah's idea, so I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about what is in store for you and just kind of why we decided to do this.
Yeah, so this has been in the works for a while. If you're a regular listener and you follow on social media, this will all sound familiar, but I'll just back up a little bit. Way back in March, I had the idea, but we launched this idea. I'm going to include you in that, Megan.
Thanks. That's generous.
To start a letter writing campaign, handwriting letters from moms all over the country. And in fact, we got letters from all over the world. We encouraged you guys to write a message to somebody who might need to hear it. So these are letters sort of addressed to like an anonymous mom that you don't know who might need to hear some words of encouragement that you can offer. So we have been sharing them on social media. We've been leading up to this very special episode. And it's funny, kind of in the middle, maybe midway through this collecting the letters, I thought, well, Megan, if you and I get on the podcast and read all of these letters aloud, it's just going to be us. And I thought, why don't we invite our podcasting comrades, our colleagues and friends in the podcasting world to
some of whom
letters.
You may be already listening to, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so that became like a side project that really wasn't part of the original plan. And I'm so glad we did. You guys, as you listen to this very episode, you're going to hear the voices of more than a dozen women in the podcasting and a couple bloggers, mostly podcasters. And we asked them to read aloud one of these letters that came in. Now, these aren't letters they've written. They are just providing the dramatic reading, if you will. And they did such a beautiful job. It's a really amazing to hear these letters that we've been looking at them and reading them and sharing photos of them. But then to hear them read aloud by other voices in this space has been so, so cool. So that kind of just kind of developed into this project.
I love that this project turned out just as well as we were hoping it would. I mean, when you mentioned this to me months ago, I got really excited because I could see how good it can feel to sit down and just write your thoughts out. First of all, none of us really do that anymore, like with an actual pen.
With a pen.
And then on paper. And then also, to be able to share your message with a lot of other moms at once. I mean, most of the people who wrote into us, I'm assuming, aren't bloggers or writers.
Not.
They don't have a platform that they can use to reach lots of people with these messages of encouragement. So it feels kind of like a gift to the people they're talking to, but also a gift to them to be able to share their little tidbit of their life or their story via this encouraging letter. So it turned out, and they've been really heartwarming, and some are very sad, and some are really funny, and it's just it's been really great.
And I have to say, we're recording this the week before Mother's Day, and there are still a few coming in. And one of the things I decided to do, because we haven't shared every single one, and the ones you hear today are just a selection, but I did decide to post the images of every letter we received on our website. And it's actually at the same page where the information about the challenge has lived this whole time. So if you go to themomhour.com, there's a little badge in our sidebar that says Mother's Day Challenge. Since we don't need to tell people our address anymore, we're not collecting the letters, I've just converted that into a gallery. So definitely head there because we can't share every single one. But like we've said this whole time, if someone has words of encouragement to share, there is someone out there who needs to hear it. So it's really cool to look through them all. And I did decide we will put all of them up there, even if we can't read or share all of them.
Oh, good. Okay. Because we got a lot.
We got a ton.
Yeah, we got a ton.
And actually, we gave a May 1st deadline, and we're recording this the first week of May. So I checked yesterday, and there were two more. And I imagine a few more will trickle in. So I'll continue to put them up there. So, yeah, it's been amazing. I can't thank our fellow podcasters enough for the readings that they did that you're going to hear in just a couple of minutes. I think giving voice to these thoughts that women from all over the world put down on paper was just a really cool way to bring them to life. And I can't wait for you guys to hear them. It's really Very cool. So, We also have a sponsor this episode. Should we talk about that?
Yes, let's talk about our sponsor.
So we're welcoming back Soma as our sponsor. We've talked about them the last couple of episodes. Soma is a lingerie company, but they also make fabulous pajamas, swimwear, sportswear, and just their quality is impeccable. And we have been lucky enough to try out some of their products over the last couple of months. And I wanted to actually specifically talk about the swimsuit that I got from Soma.
All right.
Because it is swimsuit season coming up. I don't know. California's kind of always. But I got their triangle bikini swim top, which is a string bikini. And here's what I have to say about string bikinis. If you're sort of like curling away, recoiling in fear, I'm very small busted on top. And so I feel like string bikinis can look very pornographic if on a busty lady. So they're not for everyone. But I actually have always preferred them if they're structured right, with the right amount of coverage, to like an underwire bra style top. Because it's really comfortable. And there's something that feels like I'm wearing a bra if I wear, and I just don't fill it out properly. I have a very small bust. So I haven't had a triangle bikini like this since probably high school that fit as well and doesn't feel, like I said, doesn't feel revealing at all. It's really comfortable. It has like, it's not padded, but it has sort of a thickness to the, like the lining. And it's like almost, it's just great. So I will share a link to the one that I got. If you are rocking a two-piece these days, mamas, I highly recommend this top. And I actually like to pair two pieces with like any bottoms. Like I mix and matched it with a pair of black bikini bottoms, or I have a red pair of kind of boy short ones that I really like. The other thing I will say about bikini tops is if you're not comfortable rocking the bare stomach all the time, I think they're still great to like layer with like a rash guard or a swim shirt, or look really cute with like a sundress over them. So I'm not like laying out in my string bikini all day.
Right.
But,
I just, they are very versatile. I've noticed how cute they can look under other things.
Yes. And, as a layering piece. So, if that's been a style that has worked for you, I cannot recommend this particular one enough, because it's like, I don't know. I can't explain it. The triangles are the right shape for where they belong. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
It's not too revealing. And it
not too revealing.
Like a training bra, which is the other.
I totally know what you're talking about. Well, I'll call out the pajamas that I got from them. And, you know, I'll admit that I don't wear a whole lot of pajama sets generally anymore. I tend to sleep like in a tank top and maybe a pair of little boxers or underwear or whatever. But they sent me a pair, the Cool Nights pajama tap shorts with lace, and then a lacy like cami top that matches. And I love it. It's so soft, and the lace is really pretty. It's like in the back, kind of between the shoulders, it's like this big lace panel. So it's kind of like I can wear it around the house. It doesn't look like I'm, you know, the kids aren't going to like look aghast at me, especially because it's got a little built-in bra, which is real nice.
I love that. Like just a subtle one. Yes.
Yeah. I don't walk around the house without a bra on anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's no good. So I have this, and it kind of just keeps everything where it needs to be, and it doesn't look overtly sexy, but it's still kind of, it's nice. It's pretty. And so I really love those. And that's the Cool Nights pajamas. They have a whole bunch in that material. I think the Cool Nights refers to the material that it's very, it does really keep you cool. If you have heat regulation issues at night or temperature regulation issues, which I often do, it's nice because it doesn't feel like it's clinging or like, you know, it's really a nice material that moves with you when you turn over in bed
and stuff. We're talking softness, like that softness that seems like otherworldly. Like how do they make fabric this
soft? How do they make it this soft? So check that out too, the Cool Nights, and they have a whole bunch of different shapes. It's like, so the fabric is great, but they've got a million different options in that fabric.
I want to say too, because we've talked about some of the last couple episodes, that I have found that if anything, their stuff runs slightly big, or I don't even know if I want to say big, but if you're between two sizes,
generous.
I would say order the smaller of the two that you're between. Put it that way.
Especially I've noticed in the sleepwear, a lot of the things have like a swingy top.
Yes.
Same thing with my workout gear, workout top. So it's generously cut. So you definitely don't need to size up. And if anything, if you're between, you might want to size
down. Yeah, because I tend to be between. So definitely go the smaller size. So, well, if you've heard us talk about this before, Soma is offering our listeners an exclusive offer of 20% off your entire purchase, and that can be online or in store. So we've loved working with them. They've been our sponsor for the last three episodes, and hopefully you guys have gone and claimed that 20% off voucher. culture, but you go to soma.com/themomhour, and then that will lead you to the place where you can grab that 20% off your entire purchase, which is good online or in store. So thank you, Soma.
So shall we get to this?
Let's do it. So okay. Megan, why don't you tell us the voices that we're going to hear from in this?
Oh yeah. Course. Okay. I'm really excited about this. A lot of these are probably podcasters or bloggers you're already familiar with, but some maybe not. Some of these are podcasts are newer, and these are all people that we really respect and listen to or follow ourselves. Yeah. And some of them are people that we've formed friendships with over the years. So this is a really fun project. So I will just read them in order. So first we have Jill Krause with BabyRabies.com, then Amy Wilson from What Fresh Hell podcast, then Asha Dornfest and Christine Coe from the Edit Your Life podcast. Now, Asha and Christine, like all of the pairs, are reading separate letters, but you know we put them together because they do co-host a podcast. Leslie Miller from the Coffee and Crumbs podcast, Jessica Ashley from Single Mom Nation, Erica Ladd and then Kelsey Wharton for the Girl Next Door podcast, Sarah Stewart Holland with Pantsuit Politics, Jessica Leahy and KJ Delantonia with the hashtag AmWriting podcast, Kristen Chase and Liz Gambiner with Spawned, also a podcast, and Sarah Bagley from the Sarah R. Bagley podcast. And I'm really kind of feeling a little starstruck right now. We're in really good company.
We are. And, you know, reading something aloud, Megan, you and I did this like a couple Christmases ago. We did read aloud episodes. There's something really kind of dramatic and really special about reading something aloud. And also because they're not reading their own words. They're giving life to these words that moms from all over the country have sent in. So they just did such an amazing job. It was such a special thing to hear these audio submissions come in after, you know, getting all the letters coming in. So it was so great. So, well, let's go ahead and hear these wonderful women read these letters.
Hey, everyone. This is Jill Krause from BabyRabies.com, and I'm going to be reading a letter from Mommy in Denver. Dear mother of busy older kids and a new baby, you may miss a hockey game or two to stay home and nurse. You may not be able to volunteer for that field trip because you don't trust a sitter with an infant. But you are showing your other kids another example of love. You are showing them that through sleepless nights and juggling many tiny humans, you still can put on a smile and give them a hug. They won't remember that game you missed, but they will learn what love is by watching you care for their younger sibling. And someday soon, both you and the baby will be cheering them on at that game. XO Mommy in Denver.
Hi, this is Amy Wilson from the podcast What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, and I'm going to be reading a letter from Xiao. Dear new mom, you have been waiting for this moment for months, maybe even years, and here it is. You sitting in your rocker with your delicate, adorable little newborn swaddled tightly in your arms. Your home or apartment is fully stocked with stacks of new little baby clothes, still with their tags on, and boxes of diapers you have bought well in advance, and the blanket from the hospital, and the book on breastfeeding on your nightstand. And yet, why do you feel so alone? Why is it so quiet? Where has everybody gone? New mom, whatever it takes, get out there. Start out simple. Bundle up your little baby and take them outside. Next time, go a little farther, maybe to the nearest coffee shop and get yourself a fancy drink. Break out the stroller and take baby to the park. Make dates with old friends. Make dates with other new moms. Visit your local public library. Do not isolate yourself because of the new baby. Take advantage of this new change in your life to discover new things and make new friendships. This will really help to keep the loneliness at bay, and your baby will benefit too from activities outside the house, new experiences, and new types of mental stimulation. Congratulations, new mom. Love, Xiao.
Hi, everybody. This is Asha from the Edit Your Life podcast, and I'm going to read a letter from Carol in Indy. Dear mom, who's not taking your child to a popular kids movie because it's scary, congrats for making the right decision for your child, even though everyone else is doing it. You know your child, and freaking them out isn't worth it. They'll be ready to see that movie eventually, or not. You're an awesome mom, and I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Love, Carol and Indy, also known as Mom Who Didn't Take Her Kid to See Brave.
Hi, everyone. This is Christine Coe from the Edit Your Life show, and I'm going to read a letter from Mama from Indiana. To the mom who desperately wants a second child, a sibling for her first, my heart goes out to you. It was so simple to conceive and have the first babe. Second time around is more challenging. Hang in there, embrace your family with love, and gather each other's strength. Peace, joy, and love to you on this Mother's Day.
Hi, everyone. This is Leslie Miller from the Coffee and Crumbs podcast, and I am going to read a letter from Ohio Mama to a little superhero. Happy Mother's Day to moms with little ones in the NICU. Prayers to you and your family. Be proud. You gave birth to the strongest little superhero ever. Love makes their superpowers even stronger. This wasn't in the birth plan you envisioned, but be certain God has great plans for this beautiful little life. They will amaze and inspire you. You will find strength that you thought was only possible through a Hollywood studio. Prayers, love, and hugs, an Ohio mama to a little superhero.
I'm Jessica Ashley from Single Mom Nation, and I am so honored to read this letter that comes from the single working mom in California. Dear single mom who works all day and works all night, but still has that laundry from 2 weeks ago on the bed waiting for you, and who would rather just close her eyes just for a few moments, that's okay. You do it all alone, and everyone asks you how you do it, but for you, it's all you know. You have nothing different to compare it to, and nothing is wrong with your lifestyle or household. Just keep that crown on your head, because you do not need a king to be a queen. The home you keep up and running is still a castle, and you and your kids are still the royal family. Keep your head up to keep that crown on, and have a wonderful Mother's Day. Love, the single working mom in California.
Hi, everyone. This is Erica from the Girl Next Door podcast, and I want to read one of your fabulous Mother's Day cards. Here goes. We are amazing mothers. The fact that we get up and do it all again shows just how awesome we are. When we have a rough day, we may cry ourselves to sleep, but we always wake up and try to have a better day. Happy Mother's Day. We rock.
Hi, this is Kelsey. I am co-host of the Girl Next Door podcast, and I am calling in from Gilbert, Arizona. And I'm going to read a lovely note from a mom. I first want to read the card first because it has one of my favorite quotes on it. The front says, "With a new day comes new strength and new thoughts." Eleanor Roosevelt. And inside it says, "Trust the light within you. Let it shine." Dear mom who's about to return to work after maternity leave, you can do it. You will find a routine, you will sleep again, and you will remember all the stuff you've forgotten after these weeks away from your job. It probably won't be easy to leave your baby for the first time, but eating lunch alone is a beautiful gift. No worries if you need to take a nap at your desk. We've all been there. It gets easier, I promise. Happy Mother's Day, Anne.
Hi, everyone. This is Sarah Stewart Holland from Pantsuit Politics podcast, and I'm going to read a letter from Mom in San Francisco. Dear Mom, whose baby died this year, Mother's Day is going to suck. Plan for it. Take care of yourself. It is okay if you want to opt out of Mother's Day completely this year. Instead, go to a support group or visit the baby's grave. Give yourself space. Protect yourself from the friends who complain about their healthy living children. They will just make you sad. Sad for you and sad for them. They take for granted so much. Instead, find the caregivers, the sensitive ones, the ones who are able to get it. Those friends exist too. You may need to make space for them, though. It is worth the effort. Mom in San Francisco.
Hi, this is Jess Leahy from the hashtag AmWriting with Jess and KJ podcast. Most importantly, I am a mom. Dear mom whose child was recently diagnosed, welcome, mom. You are fragile and scared and panicked and worried. Right now you're overwhelmed. It's okay. Be overwhelmed. Feel the sadness and the fear and the confusion. And then when you're ready, open your eyes and look at your sweet child and remember that he is the same little human that he was before his diagnosis. I know that you didn't choose this path or envision this life, but hold on tight because there are some brilliant moments of joy and pride headed your way. Life may look a little different than you had anticipated. Your family's pace is going to change. All of that is okay because love doesn't change. It deepens. Your commitment strengthens. You become an expert, an advocate, a protector, a learner, all wonderful things for your child to witness you become. You can do this. You've been chosen to do this. Move forward bravely and always remember, you are not alone. With love, another mom.
Hi, this is KJ Delantonia from hashtag AmWriting with Jess and KJ, and I'm going to read a letter from Trisha. Dear Mama, who is completely spent by bedtime every day and can't manage super sweet tuck-ins every night, just think of all the other times each day that you gave them all of you and more. There were many. And remember, you are human. We've all got our strengths, and it's okay if bedtime isn't one of yours. Happy Mother's Day, Trisha.
Dear introvert mom of a special needs kid who doesn't care about your comfort zones, I know it's hard to have a child who causes all eyes to turn your direction when you are the type of person who will do just about anything to avoid that kind of attention. You are agreeable and overly polite, but your child does not get this at all. One of the hardest parts for you is when your child is struggling in public and it's all you can do to not hiss and shrink. You sweat and rush until you can control your environment once again. Your introvert tendencies at times overshadow your mom instincts, and it's all too powerful to allow you to laugh in the moment. No matter what, you are still the perfect mom for your child. If this seems oddly specific, it's probably because I'm writing what I so needed to hear about 13 years ago. But if I've learned nothing in all my years of living and mothering, I've at least learned that if I'm going through it, no matter how unique the experience feels, it's highly likely that someone else is too. Please hear me and know on Mother's Day and every day, it's all good. Every last bit of it. You are doing better than you think you're doing. Good job, introvert mama. You are doing hard work. Happy Mother's Day, Lori.
Dear mama who has to return to work and leave your six-week-old, you can do this. You are stronger than you know. Your baby will not love you any less. Your bond with him will remain strong. Go ahead and gush about him at work. Look at videos and pictures of him throughout the day. It's not fair you had to leave him so soon, but it will be okay. Give yourself grace. Love, new mom of Zach in Missouri.
Hi, everyone. This is Sarah from the Sarah R. Bagley podcast, and I'm going to read a letter from Marie. Dear Mom, that's your name now, and sometimes you cringe when you hear it. What? This is what my life is now? Wasn't I supposed to be a test pilot or solving the world's clean water problem by now? But then you look at your children, who are slowly growing into wonderful and kind humans, and it's worth it. There will be time later. There will be time. Love, Marie.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. This is Sarah. Thank you again so much to our guest readers. We're just really grateful that they took the time to read those beautiful letters out loud. And it's been a fun way to connect with other podcasters in the community and a couple of bloggers. So I want to remind everybody to please go check out their shows and their blogs. We will link to all of them in the show notes, which you can find at themomhour.com. And this is episode 101, right, Megan?
Yeah. So that was, I loved hearing all those, and it was really fun to give us some of them a little bit of the spotlight. I wish we could have done it for all of the letters.
I know. Yeah, that was awesome. So, okay, well, we have a couple more things planned for this very special episode, but I wanted to pause really quick because I feel like there might be a few of you out there listening who are listening to us for the very first time, maybe because one of those lovely podcasters shared this or you saw a link somewhere on social media. So if you are here for the first time, welcome. Megan, I thought we could just for 2 minutes take a break and kind of talk about what our show is normally like for new listeners, since this is kind of a special.
Are you sure we want to do that?
This is kind of like a special departure from what we normally do. So backing way up, I am Sarah Powers. I live in Southern California, and I have 3 kids who are 9, almost 7, and 4. Megan, do you want to introduce yourself?
I am Megan Francis. I live in Southwestern Michigan, and I have 5 kids, ages 8, 11, 13, 17, and 19.
Amazing.
So we span a wide range of ages.
We do. We always say we have
the whole country.
Yes. Yes. We span the country. We have 8 kids between us from preschool to teen. And the way our show normally works is it's just a conversation. It's the two of us. We take a different motherhood or parenting topic every week. We try to have a few helpful tips, but often we're working through these things just like you guys are.
On the fly. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So, and then we also have our Mom, Our Voices series, which is an interview series. And we release at least one of those per month, sometimes two. And that's where we might have on a parenting expert or an author or just somebody else in the space that we think you guys would love hearing from. So at least one interview a month and at least 4, sometimes 5, depending on how many Tuesdays there are, conversations with the two of us. So the best
thing. I don't know, Sarah, like what would you say is our over, like what makes, I don't know, if so you had to define us. I think it's that we're just kind of encouraging in general, and often our advice is it's all going to be okay. In fact, I kind of feel like if someone's just listening to us for the first time, they might want to just back up one episode.
Yes. Yes.
And listen
last
to episode
week.
100.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that was
we'll really go over the themes that we really hit on a lot in this
absolutely.
Show.
And that is, like real life encouragement. Sometimes when you say encouragement, it's like sunshine and roses and motherhood is the best thing that ever happened to all of us. And I feel like our encouragement is more like it really is hard sometimes. And we're all going through something, you know, we're all over the map what we're going through, and it's still going to probably be okay. So, but we also take on, you know, seasonal topics. So right now we're recording this in May. I'm already thinking of end of school year and summer coming up. So next week you will hear us complain a little bit and maybe offer some helpful tips on surviving the end of school year. And so, stick with us. If you are here for the first time, head to themomhour.com. That's the best place to get to know us and also find out ways to subscribe to our show. So we are available in Apple Podcasts or Google Play if you have a iPhone or Android device, and we're online at themomhour.com, and we're The Mom Hour on our social media platforms as well, so please do come and find us there. So okay, that was my new listener welcome segment.
Hi new listeners.
I know. Hi guys,
we're glad to have you.
Stick with us. Okay, so we thought we would wrap up this Mother's Day special by reading a couple of letters on our own, the two of us. And first I want to say, Megan, that we couldn't feature or read every single letter that came in, and that's because we got too many, which is such a good problem to have.
It was a great problem to have.
And I think I mentioned it earlier in the show, but these are all available on our website. So if you want to see and read every single letter that came in, images of them are at themomhour.com on our Mother's Day Challenge page, which we'll link to.
Can I tell you, I think there's something so cool about seeing them all just like laid out like that.
Yeah.
I've scrolled through that page a couple of times now, and it's like, I love seeing everyone's handwriting and the way they sign their names and like everything about it. The cards, some people just, you know, wrote on regular paper. Some people wrote on cute stationery and note cards. It's just really fun to see that physically on that page. So definitely check that out.
Yes, absolutely. And so if we didn't pick yours to read, it isn't because of anything that you did. Some of it, quite honestly, was a matter of timing. We got some really amazing ones kind of at the last minute, but because a lot of planning went into this episode and some of the other sharing that we've been doing, it was just sometimes came down to timing or, you know, other factors. So I didn't want anybody to feel like theirs didn't get chosen. But Megan, do you want to set up the letter that you're going to read?
So I really loved this one because as a mom of 5, all of which are past preschool years, it's hard to believe, I have gone through what this mom is talking about 5 times. And so she's very, very right. So this letter is addressed, dear mom of a 3-year-old. Don't worry, your kid isn't a jerk because you are a bad parent. Your kid is 3. 3-year-olds are jerks. If it seems like your kid is purposefully trying to push all your buttons, he is. That's his job. He's 3. If he kicks, bites, and screams, he's not possessed. He's 3. If you think he should know better than to behave as he does, you're right. He's smart. But he's also 3. He's asking you important questions with his behavior. Can you be calm when I'm not? Am I too much for you? Will you still love me if... So, Mama, take deep breaths. Hold him tight. Be his ally. Be his anchor in the storm. Laugh with him as much as possible. And know that you are doing great. It's not you. It's 3. High fives. Mom of a newly 4-year-old.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
Me too.
You know, we shared that on social media just this past weekend, and it probably got more traction than any of... We've shared so many over the last few weeks, and there's several
fun.
That have hit a nerve for various reasons, but it was like the instant recognition. And I have to say, we got another letter that we didn't end up reading today, but it was about somebody who had been told that the threes were so hard and the terrible twos were not as bad. And I hear that a lot. And I've actually told that to people. You know, two isn't as bad. Three's really hard. Well, this mom had twins, and her twins were so hard at two. And she felt like, wait, two was this bad, everyone was lying. And then three got easier. So basically, and I have a four-year-old who's four and change, four and a quarter. And, you know, still sounds an awful lot like the three-year-old in that
That's
letter.
The thing. So, like, once you think you got it figured out, it's the rules change. So, yes, I love hearing that advice, because sometimes three-year-olds are really, really hard, and sometimes two-year-olds are harder, and sometimes four-year-olds are harder. Sometimes they're not hard till they're like 10. Yeah. You just don't know.
Don't know.
They're going to be hard at some point, though.
But, in fact, one of the Facebook comments we got was, wait, was that for 3 or 13? Because I have to say, it could go either way. So, I think that's what was so great about that letter is there was a little humor in it, and definitely like an instant recognition of what three is like, but also, you know, knowing that our job is to help them. They are not in control of themselves at three, and they're not supposed to be. I loved that. So, well, excellent reading job, Megan.
Well, thank you.
So I'm going to read a letter from actually a grandmother, a mother of grown children, who also happens to be my mother. I know. My mom is such a supportive listener, listens to every show, and wanted to participate in the challenge. So,
well, that's a great way to cap it off. So I'm excited to hear it.
I agree. So, yeah, for context, she doesn't say this in the letter, but for context, her children are 37, almost 35, and 29. So a little bit ahead of most of the letters we received.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Dear moms, learn what you can about raising kids. Find wise sources, good friends you trust, and take good advice into account. But when all is said and done, trust your own gut, your own smarts, and act accordingly. Stay grounded in yourself. You are wiser than you know. Let your children see you do what you love. If it's reading or sports or knitting or gardening or your career, do it fully and with joy. Don't shelter your children from all the bumps in life. Doing so takes away precious opportunities to learn. Children are resilient and resourceful. Figure out when to step in, but more importantly, when to step back. Be your best self. Remember that your children are keen observers. They are watching, and they will learn more from how you treat others, how you manage adversity, how you play, how you take care of yourself, than any well-meant advice you impart to them. Finally, remember to be gentle on yourself, because you are doing arguably the most difficult and important job in the world. Know there will be times when you will be unsure, lose your way, wish you'd done more or less in raising your kids. But in the end, and by the way, while you are still breathing, there is no end to being a mom. You will have done your best, and that really is good enough. Happy Mother's Day, Lisa.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I love that.
I do too.
Well, should we just leave it there and say Happy Mother's Day? And
I think so. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Again, for all who wrote in. Thank you to our guest readers. For new listeners and seasoned listeners, stay with us. You and I are off to a conference coming up this week, and then we will be back next week with kind of normal podcasting life again into some new topics for spring and summer. So, thanks again to our sponsor, Soma. Don't forget to go get your 20% off voucher by going to soma.com/themomhour. And then everything we talked about today will be at themomhour.com. This was episode 101.